As we let our soul, man, control, it's our will, our emotions, hallelujah, our thinking. And I want you to know that we need to line that up with what God says, amen. We need to line it up with what God has. Sometimes we hold back, hallelujah, what's within us. But I want you to know that we're called to pour it out. We're called to release all that God has. So many people leave this earth, hallelujah. They leave this earth with what they have within them, and they never give it out. They never let it out. What God placed them here for. Come on, hold on to your neighbor tonight. Hold on to your neighbor. Grab somebody. Listen, we need to release what God has in our lives to one another. Hallelujah. We need to speak life. We need to bless those that are around us. We need to encourage. We need to speak life. Come on, somebody, speak life to your neighbor. Speak hope to them. Speak hope to them. Speak hope to them. I want you to know that before I came here tonight, I really believe that there's a brokenness, a release, hallelujah, saying, God, I do not want to hold back no more. I want to let go, hallelujah. I want the floodgates of heaven to be released through my life, hallelujah, amen. Come on, hallelujah. I want to see signs and wonders. I want to see people rise and get up from those places. And there's somebody here tonight that, listen, in your mind you're battling even suicide. Come on, hallelujah. I hear that. Hear that in our prayer tonight. I want you to know that if you lift it right here, come on. It can't stay. It can't hold on to you. I want you to let it go in Jesus' name. Come on. Somebody say yes to that word as we say it again. It's your breath in our lungs. It will be pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. It will be pour out.
Will be directed towards you, hallelujah, that I won't be deterred to the left or the right, hallelujah, that I can run under God, I can run under God and not be weary, I can run and not, hallelujah, and not faint, hallelujah. Lord, tonight, God, I pray to God, Lord, you stir our hearts. Let's ask right now, if you just place your hand upon your heart, say, God, let my heart be open, that I can hear your word, let your word shine upon me. Let it loose anything that is against you or contrary to you. Any negative things, let it be broken off us. Any mindset, in the power of your name, and we say, amen, 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 hallelujah, amen. You know what that amen means? It's like taking a peg and driving it into the ground. Amen? It's like taking it and driving it into the firm ground. You're saying yes. Come on. Somebody drive it in. Say amen. Come on. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Children can go to their classes. Hallelujah. sometimes we got to be. Have our hearts open. You know God wants to talk to you. God desires to speak our lives. And I want you to know that He desires for us to hear Him, and it's in His Word. It's in His promises. It's in all that He says and declares. And I believe that, you know, there's so many breakthroughs that we have, and there's so much that we need to take hold and grab hold of and say, here, this is mine. This is mine. I was watching a video today. I like watching videos from documentaries of old men and women of God, that saints of God, that seen powerful things. It stirs me. It stirs my heart. There was a guy, his name is Dr. Dewey. This was in the 1890s. Dr. Dewey. And this guy, he had a small little church, and he was looking at the Word, and one day he began to look about healings and God doing miracles and all this stuff. And he said, God, I desire this. I desire this. 2 weeks later, all of a sudden, there was an epidemic that came through Australia and hit the community, and people were dying daily. And he stood up on his front porch, and he began to speak this to the heavens. He said, God, if this is real, if your promises, hallelujah, never end, never stop, if they're power, if they're real, God, if your word's true, God, if you're not a liar, God, I declare tonight, this day, God, Lord, that I can walk this out. And I can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Come on, somebody say amen. I want you to know that that hit their community, and there was a family. After he prayed that, he went inside, was sitting down praying. A door knocked, come to his door. This gets me. Listen, we need to hear what God's putting in our hearts. It wasn't on his heart to desire that. God put it on his heart to ask for it. Come on, amen. All good things come from God. You got that in your heart, go do it, amen. So he began to pray. He began to pray, and a knock come on his door, and he says, listen, this young girl from our church, she's sick and she's dying, and so is her brother and sister. You got to come. He went down there, opened up the door, and the doctor says, hey, pastor, you need to go ahead and just pray for them, comfort them, because she's going to die. Oh. He said, no. He says, please stand aside. I've come here to heal her. And he looked at the mother. He says, what do you have me come here for? To help you and console you, or to pray that your daughter will stand up and live again? Come on, somebody. And she said, I want you to pray for my daughter that she will live again. He reached and began to pray over her, and her looked like she wasn't moving. There was no response. And all of a sudden, listen, I want you to know, listen, get ready. When you begin to pray, God might just do it in that moment if we believe. Come on, amen. And all of a sudden, her eyes went. I read about it. He said it freaked him out. Because he said he was stepping into something that he couldn't believe. And he's like, wow, this is really happening right before me. And he says, well, I'm going to go in the other room. And he walked in the other room and prayed for the brother and sister. And they got up out of their bed too. Not one person from his church got sick or died in that whole outbreak. Not one person got sick or died. He spoke life into them. Come on, we speak life. The Bible declares that. The Bible says this. It says this in Psalms 118. It says, I shall not die. Tell someone, I shall not die. I shall live. Come on, amen. I shall not die, but I will live and declare the works of God. Hallelujah. Oh, you declare to God, God, there's so much more to God that I know that you want me to do, God. Lord, I shall not die. I'll walk in it. I'll take hold of it. I'll receive what you have. I'll say yes to your will. Amen? I'll say yes. I'll be that alabaster box that's broken under you, God, that everybody else thinks that's foolish. It seems foolish to give your life to God. There's nothing better. Tell someone there's nothing better than to give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. To give your heart to Him. To let Him take you and use you. And you can let God flow through your life. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. Bye, praise to you. Thank you. Listen, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about life, and this is a testimony in my life about how that God was doing something, and I didn't know what was happening, but I just felt that God was speaking that scripture right there in my heart. And this was probably about 12 years ago, and I was praying that prayer. Listen, it's powerful that you intercede. Amen. That you intercede and you begin to declare and speak life into people. And people that don't know Him, listen, I want you to know that it's dangerous. Listen, my mother and father, they prayed, they laid hands. I said this last night, that they went into my bedroom. prayed over my pillowcases. I don't know what they found in my room, but I was a juvenile then. But they prayed, they anointed my bed, my head, that my head, hallelujah, would be anointed. Amen. They anointed my head. They anointed my body. They anointed that bed every night. And they said, God, protect him. Cover him. And they believed it. Come on, somebody. I know so many times I should have been dead, but here I stand before you. Amen? So I want you to see this and understand that this is powerful because there was a young boy. I was praying this prayer on that day, and I get a phone call from a panicked mother. Listen, when your son is about ready to die, you are desperate. Amen? And I remember just hearing that phone, her heart, and I was crying out the whole way there. I was praying. I said, God, you gotta, and I kept praying life. I kept declaring life, just life. I didn't know what else to say. I said, I speak life, and I was declaring it. I was going all over the car. I was driving down the road. You know, just going, because I didn't care, because why? It was a desperate measure. Sometimes we got to get desperate, amen? Sometimes we got to get to that place that, God, Lord, I need you. Come on. Sometimes there's some people that just aren't desperate yet, but guess what? They will be. Come on. We got to declare over the last, God, Lord, let them be hungry for you, amen? That's what the church do, hungry that they come into the house of God. So, I'm praying this prayer, I'm asking, speak life, shall not die. You will live. Speaking it. So I'm on my way to the hospital. I run into the hospital. I get in there, and the boy, he's sitting up in bed. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, all right. Awesome. God, you are a God of miracles. And he says, yeah, he's good. And little did I know that when I left there, that same burden was on me. I couldn't shake it. I almost turned back because I thought maybe something happened. But I kept going, and I kept declaring that over my life. I kept speaking it, life, life, life. And little did I know it was over my life. Because I got up around the bend on the road right before I lived, 2 miles away from my home. And I got around the bend, and all of a sudden I look in front of me, and here's a car going, flying down 108. And all of a sudden he begins to swerve, and I'm watching this thing go, and I'm driving up the road, and I'm watching him go, and little did I know I'm still speaking this. And that car swerved, and he went off the road, and he hit a tree. And the car blew up. Blew up. And it shook me up for a second. It shook me up. And I didn't know what to do. I kept driving. I just was shocked. And I parked my car off the side of the road. I went up a long ways after I found that out. Seeing how far, I pulled off the side of the road. And I ran down the road because I thought, my God, my God, my God. And there was a man standing in the middle of the road with no shoes on. Come on. Is that odd? He's standing in the middle of the road with no shoes on, and the car is blown up. His flames shooting up out of the car. And he's standing, and I went running up. I said, come, who's in there? Is he in there? Is he in there? He said, it's my car. He says, I don't know how I got here. He's standing in the middle, no shoes on. And all of a sudden, God, it spoke to my heart. He says, you were declared over this young man's life. You're speaking over this young man's life. I don't know him, but I want you to know that guess what? God, you are the vessels that God desires to use in the earth to speak over people's lives, that we got to be willing to be. I didn't know that. I wasn't in a place where I was like, well, I didn't know what was happening. I was a dummy. I just felt like I was just a mule being brought forth wherever I need to go, whatever that moment. But here's the other thing, too. I didn't realize, but when I got to my car, that's my wife. I still have the part from the car. I don't know what it is, but it looks like a German hand grenade. I think it came from the steering column of the car. But when I got in there, I looked on the ground, and it was on the floor of the passenger seat. And I looked up, and there was a hole in the passenger window that big. And it hit the passenger seat and bounced and was laying on the ground, on the floor. And it really shook me up at that moment because I realized it wasn't just for him or that first kid, but it was for me too. That there might have been assignment at that moment against my life. One more second, and it would have hit me directly. I want you to know that, come on, listen, that's life. Come on, that's life. Tell someone that's life. We need to be open to our hearts and say, God, Lord, I just want to be at that place. I want to be able to walk in that place that our faith grows, that we declare things. Amen. I want you to know how powerful the words that you have. You are a child of the Most High God. The Bible says, the Spirit of God is within me. Touch your neighbor, say, the Spirit of God is within you. When we receive the God into our lives, Christ is our Savior, that we receive the Spirit of God within us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Christ in you. No longer I that liveth, but Christ that what? Lives in me. Say, God's in me. God's in me. What do you think for? Not just for you. Hallelujah. Not just for you, but that you would be the light to the world, that you would bless those. Amen. That you would love on His people. Come on. I just want you to help me tonight, and I want you just to receive this from the Word of the Lord. Amen. Hebrews 11:1. I'm going to try to stay calm. The calmer you are, the calmer I'll be. Amen. Listen, that's what we do in this house. There's a demand upon our faith, amen, to believe beyond the impossible. Amen. And let me get a drink, because nobody likes a what? Thank you. Hallelujah. Listen, this is Hebrews 11:1. And you ready for this? I heard that, Dan. Say now. Say it again. What kind of faith is he talking about? What kind of faith is he speaking? Now faith. Now faith. Come on, I just said that and kept saying that to my heart. Now faith. Listen, now faith. Right now, at this moment, amen, that we don't delay, that we speak faith now, that this is in our hearts now, that we receive it now. We don't delay, we don't look around, we don't go to the left and go to the right. Come on, I said this also last night, that guess what? To the left of Jesus on the cross was what? To the right of Jesus on the cross was what? The Bible says don't go to the left, don't go to the right, but keep your eyes on Christ. Come on, amen? Come on, amen. So he says, and now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We're going to dig into this. The substance of things hoped for. Substance is something that's weighty. Amen. It's something that's heavy. I want you to know that that's what God wants us to have to take hold of it, because he puts all the faith that you ever need in your life is in there now. Is Jesus in you? Did he have little faith? He had all the faith, so all the faith you ever need is in you right now. Come on, amen? Right now. But the problem is that we receive it, that we walk in it. So how do I get greater faith? How do I get greater faith? The Bible says this, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing what? What I have to say? Myself to myself? No. I need to hear the Word of God. So God is moved by His Word. Amen? So I want you to see this. So my faith begins to increase. Come on, it's like that muscle that you begin to stretch. You begin to move. You begin to not move that. All of a sudden you become stiff. Do you know what the church has been? Stiff in their faith. Come on, they've not been moving. They sit on their faith. Come on, I've sat on my faith. Come on, I'm trying to help you tonight. I've sat on my faith. But we sit on our faith, and the Word of God says that, guess what? Faith cometh by hearing. So the more word you get, the more faith you, it begins to increase. It's not like you're getting something deposited. No, it's something that's rising up within you. It's rising up within you. Because we begin to hear that word, and it encourages us. It speaks to us. So it becomes substance. It becomes real. It becomes tangible. It becomes evidence of something that's not seen. All right, I want you to hear this tonight. It becomes real. I want you to know that that's what happens. At that moment that happened in my life, that faith within me was stirred. Hallelujah. That faith within me was quickened within me. It caused me to believe and stand and say, wow, God, you are a mighty God. It caused me to grow in leaps and bounds, faith upon faith. Every time that we release faith, every time at that moment when we experience it, when by faith we believe, something happens in the heavenlies. Come on, amen. Something begins to happen. Something begins to stir. That we begin to be like Paul. That Paul said that his faith was stirred. That thing became something within him that was unmovable, unshakable, couldn't be quenched, couldn't be broken, couldn't be disappointed. It was so strong and so powerful because he knew it within him. It wasn't something that he just heard. I just don't want to hear this word, hear, Not just heard it. Come on, help me tonight. Not just heard it, that a lot of people can just hear it, you can speak it, but I want you to know to hear it in your heart and believe it. See, here's what happens. When you begin to hear the Word, because guess what? Faith cometh by hearing. Amen? But faith without works is... Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. So I want you to know that it's not nothing that I do. It's not by my works that I'm saved, by any means. But it's by what I believe when I hear that Word. And then all of a sudden it causes me to stand up. Come on, help me. Stand up and begin to walk it out. Begin to move in that faith that I heard. And I walk that faith out. And faith without works is dead. But guess what? Faith with works is alive. Say alive. It's believing. It's standing on it. It's agreeing with it. It's taking that Word says, God, your Word says, I shall not die. I shall not die. That Word says that I shall be healed. That Word says that, guess what? Right now, in Jesus' name, touch her right now. This mouth right now. Come on, everybody. Reach out tonight. Touch this mouth. She got an abscess right now, and it's uncomfortable. Come on. You ever had a toothache? Come on, Emmy. You ever have a toothache? We declare, touch this right now in Jesus' name. Loosen this pain right now, God. Loosen it in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want you to see this. So faith without works is dead. For the body without the spirit is dead. So faith without works is dead. So now that we can see there, there's a knowing. There's something within us. Faith comes from hearing that word. It comes. It provokes you to move. Amen. What does it do? It provokes you to move. To get up. And not stay, but to move. Power. Be with the baby right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless her in Jesus' name. Listen, so I want you to see this. It produces something. It brings forth power. Something happens within us when we release faith. We faith, it's a belief. It's a knowing down deep within me that it's real, it's powerful, I'm going to walk in it. And when you begin to walk out it, that's walking out our faith. So it's just releasing what is within you that you know, that you believe in your heart, that you hear, and you trust it. You say, God, this is real, I'm going to trust you, I'm going to walk this out. So if it doesn't happen, doesn't mean that it's not real or it didn't happen. Because remember, I walked into that room and that young man was fine. I thought, well, I guess I was just emotional. I kept going, whatever. But there's moments in our life that we got to realize that, guess what? God wants us to release what's within us. Release. Listen, my parents released their faith in a drug addict. Come on, they released what they had with them. They didn't hold it back. They interceded on my behalf before God. Listen to me. Come on, amen. Tell someone it works. They released their faith. They believed that God would step in the midst. I want you to know that I told my parents after the fact, and my sister knows this, that so many times I was in the midst of a shooting, and I wasn't there yet. I was in the car. I'm just glorifying God tonight. Amen. I was in the car with my friends, and I'm in this car, and we're driving down this road, and we come to a stop sign, and just like this, everything within me, I began to become homesick. You ever been homesick? I had this thing within me, so a desperation that I had to go home at that moment. I couldn't stay in the car, not for one more second, not for one more minute. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit was on the other side of the seat going like this, pushing me out of that car. I couldn't get out of there fast enough, and I ran home from downtown Newcastle. I ran. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know why I was feeling that way. And those guys ended up getting into a... altercation and a bad situation. But God got me out of that at that moment. I want you to know, because my parents were interceding on my behalf. Because I didn't have any desire to get to God. I had no desire at that moment, but they did. And they stood on because they had God. And they knew what they had. So their faith moved them upon me to speak into my life, to speak on my behalf and declare unto God, God, let him be loosed. Hallelujah. Let this be broken off him that he doesn't have to stay there. And it happened to my brother. My brother was standing in a bar and he was standing having a good old time. And then all of a sudden something came upon him. Listen, God will show up in a bar. Guess what? Thank God he does. Because he showed up at that moment and touched my brother. And my brother turned around and drove back home and got saved the next day. He didn't hear to have a preacher. He didn't know one. This was the Spirit of God, because two people, hallelujah, were standing in the midst, hallelujah, were crying out to God, to the throne room of God, declaring, God, let them be loose from this thing. This thing that has come against it, let it be broken off of them. Amen? Because there was a curse that was upon us, and that curse was alcoholism, and that thing was trying to grip us and hold on to us. But guess what? We had, guess what, a greater Father, an intercessor that was declaring over our lives. Amen? All right, let's go. Is that making sense to you tonight? But that will produce power. And that power is within us. And I want you to know, he said that you will do miracles. Why? Because faith in you. You have that faith. And miracles mean dunamis. Tell your neighbor, dunamis. Dunamis. That means dynamite. Dynamite. Listen, dynamite. That word miracle, it means dynamite. Power. Power. You know what happens whenever people stand back and watch. Listen, I watched it one today on Joe. His name was, I just challenge you to look these ones up. Look, different men and women of God. A. Allen and Smith Wigglesworth. And they weren't your normal people, man. Trust me. Smith Wigglesworth was, a guy was brought into him with his doctor, and he stood before him, and he was standing in the room, and he says, what's wrong with him? So this was back in the 1900s. He said, he has cancer. He says, yeah, where's it at? He says, it's in his stomach. And guess what he did? Punched him in the stomach. And the guy fell over. The doctor looked and says, you killed him! He said, shut up, it's none of your business. So he walked all the way down, he began to pray for people. By God, the fourth person, that man stood up and said, I'm healed. It's gone. Come on, say amen. I want you to know that's powerful. That's powerful. At that moment, at that time, there was a reason why he did that. Whatever. He didn't understand it. He just did what he knew that God told him to do. He punched him in the belly. Oral Roberts was standing there. The Lord told me to do that. So listen, Oral Roberts was standing there. All of a sudden, he says, he watched and he says, and here comes 14 people from a psychiatric institute, and they were all chained. Come on, this is back in the 40s. And they were all, or 50s, I think, 50s. And they were all chained together. 14 of them come up on stage. All the chains chained together. 14 people. He looks at it. He says, oh boy, what am I going to do with this? The Holy Spirit speaks to his heart. He says, do what you do. Tell him they're healed, but instead of healed, say you're loosed. He looked at him and he says, be healed or be loosed in Jesus' name. Every one of their chains fell off, and he says, and every one of them were in their right mind, just like this. Come on, somebody say amen. Just like this, and every one of them were released at that moment. Come on, that is a demand. That is putting it on a, saying, God, Lord, put it on a horse for somebody to say yes, and say, God, Lord, they're willing to do that, because sometimes we're afraid, what happens if it doesn't happen? He didn't ask you that. He just told you to do it, amen, to step in faith and just pray for the sick and to release what you have in you, amen, to speak that life. I was watching that, like, his name is Cole, and big guy. But I watched today where a lady come up, and she had cancer on her face. This was like in the 50s, I think. She had cancer. You could see it, cancer. He walked up. He says, what's wrong with you, mother? She goes, I have cancer. He reached over, touched her arm, and it came off in his hand. Had it right, it's right on video, you can see it, holding it in his hand. He said, look. He went to show his elders because they're like, cancer in his hand. He said, you fell, demon. He began to speak that thing. He set it aside. And all of a sudden, another lady come up. He lined them all up, every one of those that had cancer on their face. Boom, another fell off her face. One lady had this big thing on her neck, laid hands on her, prayed over it, and all of a sudden, shrunk, gone. Come on, somebody say amen. That's the God that we serve, amen. That's the God that desires to be released out of our lives. He is a miracle working God. Hallelujah. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. So listen, so we need to declare that. Let's look at let's keep going here. And through faith we understand that the worlds were framed, this is verse 3, by the word of God. The worlds were framed. Hallelujah. They came to be. They stood up and they came into form by what? His Word. He says, the Word of God, so that things which are seen, everything we see out there now, amen, were not made with things that do appear, that are visible. But they're the spoken Word of God. They came forth by the Word of God. And we, each one of us, stand and we see what the spoken Word of God did. We walk every day, everything around us that we see, the trees, come on, the lakes, the waters, everything around us. We could stand there because of faith, because that responded to that Word of God. That's what formed all creation, was the Word of God. Can you say power? Come on, that's a miracle, amen? That spoken Word of God spoke into darkness and there was light, amen? So here it is. So, and all of a sudden, but what he does is he begins to take us on a journey right here in the Word of God. He begins to go through and begins to speak to all these different men and women of God, men and women of faith that were there, that stood and believed that what God said was real. Come on, amen? That what God, and it was to stir each one of us to be quickened to understand, just like those ones, just like A. Allen, just like Oral Roberts, just like all those men, R.W. Schambach, and all these men and women of God that God used, that they stood and they put a demand upon that, and they called out from heaven. They said, God, if your Word is real, I'm going to speak it. I'm going to open my mouth. Amen? So they began to speak it. So these men and women, but here's the powerful thing. These men and women grabbed hold by faith and they walked out God's Word. But I want you to know that they did it in faith till the end. They never gave up, but they didn't receive the promise. But you, tell your neighbor you. You, by faith, can receive the promise because of Christ. They had a partial of it. I want you to know that there was fulfillment in your life, but they stood in faith without what you got. We can stand. If they stood, hallelujah, and didn't receive the promise, how much more can we, amen, with the promise of God, that we could stand with God's Word and declare what that God has already said. It's not something that I'm coming up with. It's what God said. Tell your neighbor it's what God said. It's what God said, hallelujah. It's what God says. We need to put our hands and we need to declare by faith. Let it be activated. Why does the Bible say, he says to lay hands. Aaron, come here. Everybody know Aaron? This is my assistant. Wave. Listen, what do? We lay hands, don't we? Show them how you lay hands on me. Pray for me. How you pray for me. Put them hands on me. Come on. Amen. Amen. You pray over me, don't you?
Yeah.
Listen, I want you to know that, listen, that's powerful. The Bible says that to lay hands. Why? Because look at your hands. Hallelujah. Get it. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's at hand. I want you to know Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ within you. That all of a sudden, what you do, it causes you by faith to see, wow, take my hands, the God that's within me, the anointing, because Christ is the anointed one. So where is Christ? He's in me. By faith, I know that he's within me. So I take by faith and I lay hands upon them. And I take what's in me. It's not me, but it's Christ in me. Okay, amen. Somebody say amen. Christ in me. And we release that anointing, Christ, and release it. Hallelujah. Did God release something within you in your living room?
Yes.
Amen. The power of God hit your living room, didn't it? Amen. Hallelujah. She wasn't ready for it. Amen. Man, that day, I had a rain day, and I stopped at her house, and I walked in, knocked on the door. She wasn't sure to open it. She usually doesn't. But that moment, that time, she opened up that door. I went in there, and we began to pray together. Amen. We prayed together. And God settled in the midst of that place. She broke out in the Spirit. Hallelujah. God got all over her. Amen. Come on. Say, that's God. That's God. That's God. But God wants us to step in faith and release what you have. Take that anointing that's within our lives, Christ within us, and release it to those that are hurting. To heal. The Spirit of God is within me. He has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. Amen. To release those that have been in bondage. To preach the what? Good news. Hallelujah. Tell someone good news. I need to hear the good news. What Jesus did. Hallelujah. He rose from the dead. I do not have to stay in bondage. Tell your neighbor, you don't have to stay in bondage. You don't have to stay in bondage, but you can step out of that place. Why? Because the anointing of God is within our lives. Woo! I'm getting myself fired up tonight. I told you I wasn't going to get crazy. I can't help it. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Listen, this is by faith. He says, and he began to speak over these ones. But listen, by faith, Abraham. Hallelujah. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, he was called. That means he heard the word, he heard God. He was called by God. I want you to know that every one of us, there's a calling that God speaks to us. I remember the moment, the time when I knew it's in my heart. You're hearing God. You're not sure. It's not like a son, come. That'd have been nice. Sometimes I want God just to do that. Hey, don't go that way, Chris. Okay. Like my GPS. But it's faith. Because it's not something that I have. It's something that I know. Something that we know. That I'm moved by that. Not by my will, my soul. So your soul needs to be, needs all those other things to happen. All those things to happen. But we are moved by the Spirit. So we're learning to walk in the Spirit. I'm learning to walk in the Spirit. Come on, I've been on a journey. Amen. I've been hard-headed some of the ways. But I need to walk in the Spirit. I need to make aware, be aware. We talked about this last night. Where that my wife and my daughter on Sundays, back when it's football season, they would come into the room and I'd be watching. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. Sitting there watching and Chris. Hey, Chris. She's talking to me. She's in the room. I'm in the room. She's talking to me, but I'm watching that game and I'm so into it that I'm not there, but I'm there. I'm not there, but I'm there. Because they're calling my... Dad!
What?
Did you hear us calling you? No. Why? Did you call me? Listen, I was there, but sometimes I want you to know that that's the way we are. That God's speaking to us, but we're not hearing what the Spirit is saying. That we need to hear in the Spirit. That we need to let our spirit be led by God. That we hear what God's saying. Not by our will, not by our intellect, not by my intelligence. Amen? But by the Word of God. And He says... Faith, he says, and when he called to go out into that place, he should after receive an inheritance and obeyed. What did he do? He obeyed the word of God. And he says, and he went, not knowing where he was going. Don't you feel like that sometimes? Listen, God will lead us on journeys and we don't know where I'm going. Come on. You don't know where you're going, but it's trusting in him. And so he said he went. Listen to this. And it said he obeyed, and he went out, and faith, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles, and it says, heirs to him the promise, for he looked for a city, and it keeps going down, through faith, also his wife that was with him. It says this, it says, she received strength to conceive a seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past due. Say past due. Impossible to receive a baby. Come on, she was in her old age. But the word of God came, and by faith, she received it. Listen to this, but this is what caught me right here. I want you to hear this. And it says, he says, and she judged him. Who did she judge? God. Listen to this. She judged God faithful, who had promised. She judged him faithful. I want you to know that when we respond to God's word, you're judging him faithful. You're saying, Lord, I agree with your verdict. I declare. You judge. You make that declaration. Come on. You make a judgment. And she judged him righteously. She stood there because I want you to know that sometimes in our lives, we judge God unrighteously. We question God. Oh, come on, don't be religious on me. There's times that things happen. I just watched a 29-year-old man die. Come on, 29-year-old man die. I didn't watch it, but he was a friend of mine. He died. Those are questions sometimes that shake, hallelujah. They shake you sometimes. They shake you. They get in you. If you lose somebody, come on. We lost our drummer a year ago. I want you to know that your pastor was shaken. I had to get in God's face because I asked, why, God? Why, God? I cried out to God, why, God? Why would this happen? But I want you to know that I had to stand in that place. And I want you to know why. Because something happened to me 20-some years ago that caused me to realize that I can't judge God unrighteous because He's righteous. Hallelujah. He's faithful. His ways are right. Hallelujah. His ways are right. Tell your neighbor they're right. And we got to trust God. Hallelujah. He's a merciful God. He's a great and mighty God. His works are powerful. We got to know that He's greater, that His ways are higher than my ways. I can't try to understand from my soul. I got to realize in my spirit and let my spirit speak to my soul and say, sit down. You need to agree with the Heavenly Father. And this is what happened. I remember, some of you know this story, but I was just started out working, because I just got saved, and just got saved, delivered from drugs, and I was working as a bricklayer, like I am now, and I was working with these rough riders, man. These are tough guys, biker, hardcore guy, and tattooed all over, and so was I. We began to, as soon as I got saved, I came there, and I didn't know any better. I didn't know any better. And I was just preaching. I was sharing the gospel to them. I was so excited about this. I want you to know that after a while, I got around a bunch of Christians. I'm sorry, but listen. And they began to tell me how wrong, how I wasn't right yet. Oh, you know, you should get that tattoo removed. Or you shouldn't have that earring in your ear. Maybe you need to get your hair cut. And they began to talk about who I used to be. And they got my mind on that, but I want you to know that no longer I live, but Christ lives in me. And I believed that when I first heard it. But sometimes, unfortunately, people begin to put things on you that aren't on you no more. Come on, amen? There are things that sometimes are honest. So, maybe you need to dress a little bit nicer. Jeez, my goodness. 20 years ago, if they'd have seen me in jeans at church. You got to look the part. We all got to look like that. Listen, come on. So I'm there, and I just begin to share what I have. Going, do you know that sharing? Just sharing what you have, that love that you have in your heart. Just share. It's not like you have to just preach about Jesus. You just got to release what's in you. There's so many times where I just love somebody. I just encourage somebody, or just whatever that is. Just do that. Amen. Tell your neighbor, just do that. Just do good things. Love your neighbor. So when I was at this place, I was sharing the gospel to him, and we were sitting in the car, and he was smoking a joint. But I want you to know that I was so arrested by God that it didn't bother me. I didn't even want it no more. Didn't even want it. I don't recommend you doing that, anybody that just saved. But so I'm sitting there, and I'm just sharing my gospel to him. And every single day at lunchtime, hey, can I get in the car with you? Yeah, sure. Listen, he was desperate for what I had. Come on. He was looking for what I had. He wanted what I had. He wanted what I had. And little did I know, I was just sharing. I was just talking to him. I didn't know I was doing. I didn't have no great sermons. I just told him what I learned on Sunday. I began to speak that to him. He went home, and guess what? And that day, he got on his motorcycle. He jumped on his motorcycle. He pulled out of that place, and I watched him drive down the road. Watched him. And I got in my vehicle, and I pulled out, and I drove down. All of a sudden, I get down the road, and I look, and there's an accident. Ambulance is already there, and they're sitting there, and the motorcycle's laying in the middle of the road, Lindsay. In the middle of the road. And I jumped out of my car, and I run down there, and I'm just like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And the medic said to me, he's fine. He broke his leg. So I'm praying. I'm asking God, Lord, do this. But God, Lord, you got to. Lord, I didn't get to lead him to Jesus yet. I didn't lead him to you. I didn't speak the right things yet. I didn't do the right things. I didn't know any better. Come on. I didn't know what to do. I didn't even know how to lead somebody to the Lord at that time. So I get to the hospital. I'm sitting there. Here's his parents, his brother, his other brothers are all standing there, and I'm in there. They don't realize who I am, but I'm sitting there too. And all of a sudden, the doctor came in. The doctor came into the room that I'm standing there, and they walked in, and they said, I'm sorry, but we lost him. Frank is gone. And all of a sudden, everything within me just dropped. Remember that faith? And I walked out of that room, and I was devastated. It shook me to my core. Brand new Christian. I didn't know if I was going to recover from this because this guy meant so much to me. He was gone. Gone. That's real. Come on. That's real. And so I know at that moment I need to find the answers. I wasn't getting any answers. I could have just found something, but the whole time I was just questioning God, and I was upset with God. I was mad. I still went to church. I want you to know that you need to let it out. You need to trust God, because I was in that place. I became bitter. I was becoming angry. I was upset with God. Come on. I was judging God unrighteous. And all of a sudden, I looked, and I was in the back of the church, and I watched, and I seen his mother come into the and ask the elders where I was. And I seen one of them tell me, I'm like, I'm too hard to hide. I tried to find somebody to get in front of me, but I couldn't do that. There's nobody bigger than me. So I'm high. I'm standing back here. And they said, yeah, he's right there. See, right there. So she comes and she goes, hey, listen, after church, I got to talk to you. She's going to ask me if I led him to the Lord. I got to lie. I can't lie. Especially here at church. Maybe if I went to church. But no. So I'm like, I got to tell the truth. So I'm waiting, I'm standing there, and all of a sudden after church, I'm waiting the whole time. She comes back to me and she goes, can we talk alone? Oh, that's worse. So we go back and we sit down, and all of a sudden tears run down her eyes. And she goes, I want to let you know, hallelujah, I want to let you know that what's within you touched my son. Come on, listen, give glory to God. Come on, I want you to know, and I want you to know what's in you, because I didn't think I had anything. Those other people that were around me made me feel like I wasn't worth nothing. But I want you to know that God wanted to remind me, you're worthy, hallelujah. It doesn't matter about how long or what color hair you have, but it matters about who's within you, amen? When I went to buy this church, I wasn't going to buy it. You know why? Because it looked like a church, and I didn't want to look like a church. Because I know how people feel about church. But God spoke to my heart as my wife walked in His place and prayed. He says that you can't be a hypocrite because you preach. It's not about what's on the outside, but about who's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. So I began to say, well, I'm sorry, God, I repented. He said, you need to change the view that we could be a bunch of people that receive. It doesn't matter what you look like. We could be like Jesus. You could be in the worst place in your life, but all you need to do is reach out to Jesus, hallelujah, and He will set you free like that. Come on, amen. We let the Holy Spirit do it. The church has tried to be the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit be the Holy Spirit. Preach the Word. Let the Word work. So here I am. I'm in this room. I'm standing there. I don't know where I got this. I really had something really I want to share there. All right. So someone in the room standing. She's crying. She's telling me this. And I'm crying. I'm good. And then she says to me, she goes, I want you to know that while he was sitting, while he was in that room, that he didn't die yet, that he said that he reached for a nurse. And she asked the nurse, he says, do you know Jesus? And the nurse says, yeah, I know Jesus. And he goes, I want to know Jesus. I want to know Jesus. Tears running down his eyes. She reached and grabbed his hands, and he received Christ, hallelujah, right there, right then, at that moment. He wasn't worried about anything else, but he wanted with all of his heart to receive Christ in his life. At that moment, at that time, I knew Jesus, amen? So he received Christ in his life, and she looked at me, she goes, he received Jesus, and then he passed away, just like that. Her heart was at peace. Because she knew where her son was. Hallelujah. Amen. He left short. I want you to know. But I want you to know that he went to the right place. Eternal life. Amen. So I want you to see this and know that at that moment, all of a sudden, I went home and I didn't realize the significance of it. I began to cry because guess what? I began to feel that I judged God unrighteously. I judged God for something that I said, you're not good. Why would you let him die? I began to judge God. But we need to be like Sarah. In that moment, we need to not judge unrighteously, but we need to judge God righteously. righteous. We need to say, yes, God. Lord, it doesn't matter what it looks like. I don't care how I feel. I'm trusting You and Your Word, God, and I'm going to say yes to it. Amen? I'm going to say yes. And because of that, that woman that should have been dried up at that moment received the seed within her belly. Hallelujah. She took on the impossible, and it became possible because of faith. She agreed with the Word, and within her, that thing that was dead. Hallelujah. That anointing hit her belly, and she began to have... Woo! What? She had a bad bounce in her step. Abraham was like, what? Come on, amen. Put something within them. God will cause the dead things to arise. Amen? Amen. So, let me just finish this. Are you okay just for a second? You lying? You telling the truth? Give me 5 minutes. 5 minutes for me. 5, 10. Just for a second. I just want to share this. Praise team can get ready. Not yet, though. Second. Give me a second, all right? Genesis. Let's go there real quick. I just want to give this to you. You take it home. You study it. Amen? I don't know about you. I love the Word of God. You love the Word? It's life. The more light we get, the more life we get. This is the light. Amen? Hallelujah. This is the Word of God. Jesus was the light of the world. The more light you get, the more life you get. The more you get awakened. Paul says that your minds would be enlightened. That the light of God would, the Word of God would enlighten your thinking. I need God to enlighten me, to open me up. Like Abraham. He says, and now. Say now. I love this. This is a Genesis 12:1. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country. Listen, I want you to know that God will stir your faith, and this is what makes us uncomfortable sometimes, because God will take us out of our comfort zone. Do you know that that's what God has done to our church? God is bringing us a place that we can't go back. Tell your neighbor, you can't go back. You can't go back. When God places a demand on you, He puts something in your heart, in a people, and He cries out that we step into what He spoke to your hearts and said. So God says this. He tells me, He says, now I want you to get out of your country. Yeah, she's getting excited. Get out of your country. She's receiving this. Man. Get out of your country and from your what? Your kindred, your kinfolk, and from your father's house unto the land that I will show you. I'm not going to tell you how to get there. I want you to trust me. Which way do I go? Which way do I go? I want you to trust me. But I want you to see, and I'm just going to stop here at this word. I want you to leave your country. And that word's powerful because I want to read what this means. Amen. All right, where's my photos? Here it is. Everything came up. All right, there it is. All right. It says, I want you to leave your country, which means state. I want you to leave your state. I want you to know that God was challenging something that just wasn't something that was fleshly. God was speaking to Abraham, to the state of where he was. Do you know that God challenged us that you can choose to be in that state? Or by faith, you can get up and move from that state of being and come with me. He told the disciples, come and follow me. They left their stuff there and they followed. They left the state of being where they were. I want you to know that sometimes that's hard because you have to decide in your heart, is where I'm at better than believing in faith knowing that I need to be there? If you in your hearts, there's sometimes there's some people that aren't in that place yet where they're okay just being in that place of normality, feeling that everything's normal, and they really need to get knocked in the head before they're willing to change. I don't want to just get knocked in the head. I want to respond to God. I want to know that His ways are better than my ways. Amen? That His ways are higher than my ways. So He's saying He was choosing that I want you to live the state, leave the state where you are, the state of being, our mind, our will, our emotions. That's what happens. That's what we choose when we give it over our hearts to God. We give over. We surrender. Say surrender. We open our hearts and say, here, God, Lord, I want you to invade my space. Hallelujah. And by faith, we receive it, what God has. And we receive it, that we reach into the heavenlies legally, what all God has done. Amen? He sets you free. He's given you the ability to walk out and break out of chains and things that have held you down, that kept you in a state of being that you weren't meant to be in. Hallelujah. A place of weakness, a place of powerlessness, a place of no faith, to cause you to stand up by faith, reaching with what He did, not what you do, what He did. Grab hold of what He did and bring it into your life. Say your life. Because why? It's your faith that you got to take hold of it. It's your faith. So many times we walk on the faith of others. Eventually we got to get to a place that we walk in our faith. That God gave you your faith. For years I took hold of what my father had for me. You walk that place. That my daughter, she walked in a while, but she walked in my faith. She knows the God that I know. But eventually it came to a place like Zacchaeus, where Zacchaeus said to himself, I need to know God for who He is to me. Because what happens is, if you get second-hand news, it's not always that good. But if we get people to receive faith into their life for themselves, and not just for the preacher, but for every single one of us, that we grab hold of that faith that God has done for us, that He died, that He gave to us, that we can, by faith, grab hold of it and take hold of it in our lives, and we begin to walk it out. Say yes to that. Amen? That's, I told you I was going to be a second. So much right here, though. Ah, He wants us to leave a new state and walk into a new state. Amen? Colossians 1:13. It says, who hath delivered from the power of darkness? Hallelujah. I want you to know that Abraham was in his own state. He was in a state of darkness, just like you and I, that we were without God in our lives. He was in a state of darkness, and it says, and He was hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. Next verse. In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Listen, that means that He was translated from darkness into light. Translated. That God says it's by faith that we believe that what He did. That He's given us that. Say, it's mine. Come on. That's mine. And every one of these things that we could see that He took, He says, I want you to leave. Stand with me. He says, I want you to leave your kindred. Kindred. You know what kindred is? It's flesh and blood. He wasn't telling him to leave his family in a sense, but he was saying something spiritual. He was saying, listen, for this faith to be activated, for you to walk in what you can really have in true life. You want true life? I want real life. Come on. I want the abundant life that He has given to us, that His blood gave me, that I received by faith, that I'm not just supposed to have so-so life, but abundant life. Hallelujah. Overflow. Hallelujah. Plentiful. Prosperous. Hallelujah. That I'm blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. I am the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. That I am the front and not the back. Hallelujah. That I receive it by faith. And He said, listen to me. He says, you got to be willing to say to yourself, it's not, I'm not me anymore, but it's Christ in me. You need to change your kindred, your kin. About that blood and about flesh. Tell your neighbor, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ liveth in me. And anytime the enemy tells you, reminds you of it, tell him he's a liar. He's a liar. I'm not going back. Tell your neighbor, I'm not going back. Hallelujah. I'm not going back to low faith, low living, low believing, best believing. I don't want to do that. I want to walk in the reality of everything that He's done for me. I want to think heavenly thoughts. Hallelujah. I want to think heavenly thoughts. I'm tired of looking on the ground like that woman was bent over. She was in her poverty, broken, head down like this, bent to the earth. In Jesus, she ran into the Word of God. She ran into the Word of God. Hallelujah. And that Word of God arrested her. And it caused her to lift up her head to heaven. Hallelujah. And say yes to God by faith. By faith. So I just want you to know, it's by faith. You got all the faith you need. We need to activate it by hearing the Word of God. Believing it. I want more, God. I want more. I've read scriptures for years. I want you to know that Some scriptures I just open up. All of a sudden, as I'm sitting in my room, that word just jumps out of the pages on me. It says, I want you to walk in this. That's alive. Do you know this word's not dead? This is a living word. Tell your neighbor, living word. This is the living word of God. It's alive. It's alive. That by faith I grab it. He can take you out of where you were into where he is. Abraham left that place. He went to a place that says he stood at Bethel. That means the house of God. And it says that Bethel was before him and Ai was behind him. Ai means a place of rubble. Means a trash heap. He had a decision. And he decided to build an altar. Hallelujah. He erected an altar in Bethel, the house of God. And he says, God, you will be before me. I'm not looking back. Tell someone I'm not looking back. I'm not looking back. Come on. I'm not looking back. I'm not going to let my flesh pull me down. Come on. Cause me not to believe. I'm not looking back. He kept his eyes ahead of him. He didn't look to the left or the right, but he kept his eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. You just got to keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. Keep your eyes on him. Let's sing this one time. Yes, Lord, we sing within me that all within me will shout your name. We'll declare your praise. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that you let us walk in activation to God. Let there be stirring within our hearts as we leave this place tonight, God, by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That we be quickened, that we be moved, that we don't hesitate. But we need the state of being and walk into your state. Walk in heavenly things. Walk in the heavenlies. Even though we're on the earth, we walk and we take hold of what's in the heavens. And God, we will give you praise. Come on. We will give you the glory and we will honor your name. And with all that, we will declare with everything within us that what? We are blessed and highly favored of God. In Jesus' name. Bless somebody. Give somebody a hug. Come on. Give somebody a hug. Hallelujah. If they want one.